we have with us live in the studios none other than Wayne Gritting, author of American Newspeak. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Mike. And we have some fine items for you today. First, the U.S. Justice Department is putting forth a fine new bill to improve our homeland security. It's called the Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003, and an advance copy was posted on the Internet. Besides the usual encroachments on civil liberties we've come to know and love, there is a real groundbreaking section that would allow the government to strip U.S. citizenship away from anyone giving material support to any group designated as terrorist. Now, those of you who remember a document called the U.S. Constitution may recall it forbids depriving Americans of their citizenship. But there is a small catch. Citizens may voluntarily give up their rights. Section 501 of the new bill reasons that, quote, oh, and listen to this, you're going to love it, an intent to relinquish nationality need not be manifested in words, but can be inferred from conduct, end quote. Thank God we have enlightened people making these inferences. Well, congratulations to President Bush for figuring out why millions of people were marching in the streets last week. We weren't just having focus group meetings. At least that's what Bush compared the protest to. The good news was Bush's recognition that, quote, democracy is a beautiful thing. People are allowed to express their opinion, end quote. Then in his next sentence, Bush denounced that he would not listen to them. How true to life. Now, those of you who rushed out to buy extra duct tape are probably wondering about the security of our nation's CEOs. Well, the latest trend is hiring bodyguards. Security expert Avery Mitchell advises that if an executive is, quote, making $300,000 or more and his board isn't asking for him to be protected, the board members aren't doing their jobs, end quote. Well, hello, Brazil. And finally, we have today's quiz question. Now, what do you call an informationally challenged white rich kid who is admitted to a college only because of his or her parents' money? Well, college admissions officers now have a technical term for them. They are called development admits. At schools like Duke, there are quotas for development admits, roughly 5%. And that's this week's American Newspeak.